Well, hi, my friend. I'm glad you called right this very moment. I wonder where you are. Of course, God knows. Years ago, and I mean years ago, my dad, when he was a boy, made a kite, and I think his dad told him how to go about it. You know, you take two sticks, you fasten them together, you get some newspaper and string, you tie string from one stick to the other, and continue until the string connects all four stick ends, if you're following me. And then you lay this frame on some newspapers, you fold the edges over the string, and glue them down. Now, my dad was really proud of the kite, even had it flying in the air until his mom called him in for dinner. Well, not wanting to reel in the kite, he fastened, he tells me, the string that was in his hand to a fence post in the front yard. Everything seemed okay to him. When he returned, and I don't recall whether he said it was that evening or later, the kite was not to be seen in the sky. The string had broken, was lying on the ground. Oh, what a disappointment. Well, if kites could talk, perhaps that kite that my dad made might have said, I don't like this string on me. It's holding me down. I want to be free. If I get rid of this string, I could really fly. And so the string is snapped, and the kite goes a little higher, but soon, obviously, falls to the earth. I visited an individual in the hospital once, and they said, I want to be free of this sickness. And the scripture that I shared with them was 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. So, you know, my friend, when I'm sick or when I'm going through a windy experience, my first thought is to get free from it. Like, if I didn't have this difficulty, I could really go up. But you know, my friend, it is these very experiences that let us see into the heavens of God. Our hearts can soar to the highest of heights. So yes, ask God to cut the string. But if it doesn't happen, then thank Him for the grace to endure. Would you? And so my prayer would go like this for you, I think. Lord, I ask that your blessing be upon this special listener. This is not the same one who telephoned a moment ago. It's a brand new person known to you. And I ask that they accept a difficult situation that they might be in, or a sickness, or a misfortune, with courage and with grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for calling, my friend. These messages are changed every day. After the signal, if you'd like to talk to me, you might call and talk, and you can talk just as long as you want to. So God bless you for calling. Goodbye.